Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone, cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your
if the quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
I want to see you doing your thing, you know, this thing that you do. It's really something.
Thank you. Very sweet.
Said that I could do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hey everyone, this is Carly, Daytime After Dark. It's July 25th. I hope everyone's having a good day. We are just going to be talking about the week of soaps. We might be playing a naughty little sexy game, too. Yeah, that's what's going on. Hey, all the guests in this album. So let me get the party started. Hey, you guys.
Hello. Hola.
Hola. Hey, Corey.
Good evening.
So, okay, so it's probably us.
That's about all the Spanish I know.
What?
Hola. I said that's probably the, all the Spanish.
Yes, I wanted to know babos in Spanish, but no one will teach me. But maybe babos in Spanish are like the same. I don't know. Okay, I'm behind on YNL. I don't want to hear it. But I know the big reveal was just came out today or yesterday. And it's not the biggest reveal. I'm not mad at this. Come on. He came from an abusive background. Oh, yeah, Billy. I'm kind of pissed at that because they dragged that on for months and months and months. And then this is the storyline. Come on. You know what? Billy thought he killed Adam. Come on. Billy thinks he's so above Dr. Ben, which is so crappy. So what do you guys think?
Corey?
I agree with you, Carly. It was kind of a big build up to
a letdown.
Something that was, a letdown. And
mm-hmm.
I wasn't impressed.
And not to switch over to another show at the moment, but it kind of goes with, this kind of stuff that we're talking about now. But with the Fluke storyline, it's going to go on and on and on, and by the time they reveal it, we're going to be like, finally, it's over. You know, that's how I'm feel. I'm, not going to even care, because I'm half caring right now. So it's like, when they do these big reveals, it's like, get it done, get it, go. Do not end, don't stretch it out, if you want a big shot, because the viewers, or at least me, per se, I can't say all viewers, but me, I get tired after a while. It's like, I'm ready to find out who, what the secret was with Stitch, who Fluke is, it's like, just give it to me. And I know with Fluke, and that storyline has to kind of be put on hold because Tony did have surgery, and he got come back
until,
October.
Yeah, I'll be having another caller, too, so. 773, you're on with us, too.
Hi, Carly. It's just Margie.
Hey, cool.
Hi,
Margie. Okay,
hi.
My partner in crime, go with what you're saying, because I agree. I mean, this look storyline, I'm ready to kill myself. Okay, not really kill myself,
I can't blame the writers, per se. Because,
mm-hmm.
Tony did have that surgery, and hope he gets well soon and he recovers. But, he did have the surgery, so they kind of can't go. I guess they could go around it without having Fluke. But, it just gives the Fluke storyline kind of throwback or put it on the back burner and let some other storylines play, so. That's just my opinion, and, you don't have to agree with me, but, whatever. But
I
got Y&R news. I got some good Y&R news. Ooh, ooh, guess who's coming back? Okay.
Okay.
Malcolm Winters. Oh, yeah. Shamar Williams. Shamar Williams. Shamar Moore.
Seriously? I know.
Two days in September. Yes, he is. I was like, what? It's only going to be for 2 days, but I'll take the 2 days.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
I'll take the 2 days. I'm good.
2 days and a half.
Well, they really should use him. I mean, he is on contract with CBS for Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would hate to see them recast the role and do nothing like they did the last time.
Exactly. You know, and he is he is Malcolm. You know, Shamar is Malcolm. As much as I love him on Criminal Minds, that's not.
He is
anyway.
Malcolm.
But he is Malcolm. You know, as much as he is Morgan on Criminal Minds, he's Malcolm on Y&R. Because I cannot see anybody else playing Morgan on Criminal Minds than Shamar Moore.
Exactly.
And his chemistry with Penelope is off the charts.
Isn't it cute?
Oh my god. Okay, anyways, whatever.
Save you, girl.
No, but I mean, the thing is, you know, they it's a CBS show, and I think is this down the street? I mean, that's where the taping, so it's not like he has to go fall.
And Criminal Minds, it's a prime time show, which means they film, and they start in the most shows start like now, later in the summer, but then they're over in March or April, depending on how long they how many episodes. So they can have them from April to August,
right?
And with the family, and just tell him that he's going off to, on vacation or something,
Well, they can't do that. The actors, writers, everybody in show business belongs to a union. It's just it's just like any other union. He can be guest spots, but his job is on Criminal Minds. He really can't work outside that job description.
I completely understand, but, I'm just like, I need some help.
But, they could make it happen if, the head of CBS wanted, him to do both. They could, if the ratings go through the roof with it today, like I think it will, they could, really,
bring them in,
Not all the time, but,
here and there.
Periodically. Because I think Malcolm is needed, especially during the storyline with Neil. I need Malcolm just to smack Neil upside his damn head when he comes. Be like, what the hell are you thinking, for one, and what the fuck? That's all I need. I'll be happy. I mean, I don't know. Neil, I'm about to stab in the freaking
I love
head.
Neil. Don't get me wrong. I love Kristoff. But, it's like, okay, come on. I'm just waiting for them.
You're pretty much picking this. This girl that you know for 10 minutes over the daughter that you raised, it's like, nobody comes in for my child. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have another call. Full of you on the air.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, how are you, Celia, Carly, April?
April's not on yet.
Oh, April's not on yet. Okay.
It's RJ and Corey.
Okay, RJ, Corey, Celia, and Carly. How are you?
Good. And what's your name?
Good.
My name is Brian.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just calling in to talk about the soaps. Don't have too much to say, but over on General Hospital, I got to tell you, that Nina, she's getting under my skin.
Ooh, thank you.
She's bad shit crazy. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love it. I love Nina. I love the crazy girls. I'm sorry. I'm all about some crazy. Crazy Nina. I'm all on it.
I love Nina, too. I absolutely love Nina.
Oh, my Phyllis. How could she do this?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to hear...
Yeah, she's
a
pretty crazy
woman. I mean, I You know, see, God, what she wanted. I mean, even though I could go for Patrick and Sam in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay.
I mean, not just me, okay. I, you know, but.
Really?
You know,
there's a lot of them.
Really?
Sam and Patrick,
yeah.
there's a following for Sam and Patrick. Ah, yes.
I don't see it.
I don't either.
To me, they make better brother and sister chemistry to me than they do. There's just, it's I'm famous for saying it, to me, it's vanilla. There's no fire.
Thank you.
Yeah, they do seem like brother and sister.
I disagree. And if our other co-hosts were there on here tonight, Willie is not feeling good. He said he would try and call in, but poor little thing got heat stroke. So
he's not feeling well at all.
I'm sorry.
No,
he's not. Help you feel better. Drink lots and lots of water.
I told him I can take a cold shower. I told him that earlier, so.
He said he did take a cold shower and it helped for about an hour. He was helping his brother move in the heat and overdid it is what happened. When I talked to him, he was not feeling good at all.
Mm. God, that's so dangerous. He's such a sweet man. Mm.
I'm loving Lewis Spencer. I'm sorry. I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying, you know, it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to call Uncle Sonny and say, Sonny, help me. I would love that right now. I cannot wait for the explosion. There's supposed to be some kind of explosion happening soon.
Oh, thank you.
So
who do you
think is going to be involved in the explosion?
Charles? Yeah, everyone. It's going to be one of those climax things that, you know, everyone's going to love. And, you know, I think now Sunny and Julian might have to fucking work together and have no choice, excuse my friends, but they might just have to work together and get this fluke off their back. They both should just work together and get this fake look off their back because they are screwed right now.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Not me, Sunny. Anything but him.
Okay,
you know,
I'm not enjoying this new associate of Flukes, the creepy old guy that's sitting on
Diamond?
TJ's mom.
Mickey Diamond.
Yeah, I don't like him at all.
You don't like him? I wanted him to kill him. Kill him today.
I was hoping that maybe Ava would push him out of the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But that didn't happen.
No.
I was very disappointed.
Damn. It sort of happened. But General Hospital has been so good lately.
It's number one.
But it's missing something.
Yeah.
It's missing our head of the nursing department.
Yes. Our Tiffany?
Yes, all this craziness with Silas,
mm-hmm.
Sam,
where
Patrick, and Ulbrich.
Yeah.
It needs
mm-hmm.
her in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Totally.
But I know she filmed pretty soon, because remember when she was on also last week, she said she does come back and film, so, you know, maybe it will happen. Maybe she will slap Ulbrich. Like, whack!
Yeah.
How about Strangler?
Somebody needs a slapper.
Oh, Strangler.
Otherwise, I'm going.
I love Dr. Ulbrich.
I'm going to slap
her. She's crazy.
I like her, but she needs to be strangled.
You know,
I'm the girl that loves, like, the crazier the person is, I'm like, oh, I love you. That's just me.
You know
I'm crazy.
You know what's going to be interesting? Is when Victor Cassadine comes back and we find out Nathan's his son.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, and, Levi, I won Levi gone. I'm so
over.
I agree. I can't stand Levi.
But he's not leaving. He's not leaving. He's not leaving anytime soon, guys. They
I
have
thought
a
he
big,
only 3 months.
They have a big jewels heist storyline for him where he's going to steal Felicia's Aztec jewels.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the big story behind Levi. He's after her Aztec jewels. It's the whole reason why he put his sights on Maxie.
God.
At least they have rumors on the spoiler boards.
I heard something about the Levi could end up being Max's son.
Don't say that.
It's been tossed around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but...
My head
don't would say that. That would not be good.
Oh, God.
He has three daughters. He doesn't need a son. He has three daughters. He doesn't need a son. Nope.
I think the next week will be interesting, though, with Alice getting a visit from WWE superstar David Otunga. I think that would be very interesting to see.
Yes.
Ooh, really? That'd be great.
I just hope they...
get her a hearth.
You know, give the hold. And, you know, I love Alice. You know, but I think with the explosion, you know, we might see people dying. I don't know, but I mean, an explosion on G8 only means one thing, you know.
Jerry Jack? Oh, sorry.
No, say it.
No, I said Jerry Jack. I'm sorry,
you know
I need my Jerry Jack fix. I'm just like, oh, I need Jerry.
Well, Celia, I couldn't agree with you more. What I think GH needs is instead of bringing, yes, every soap opera needs new faces. That's true. But instead of bringing faces that nobody wants to see, i.e. Levi, you need to build your soap back up and bring back legacy characters.
Exactly.
Like, there's no reason why Sky Quartermain's not in town. There's no reason why they can't bring Alan back.
Mm-hmm.
More older viewers will view the show if their favorites are back on screen.
Exactly. Well, and I don't mind the new characters. I really don't. But mix the new characters with what we call the veterans of the show. You know, it's like they shove the new. You know, I love some of the new characters. Don't get me wrong, I love them. But it's like I want to see, you know, my favorites on screen. If it's Elizabeth, if it's Sam, Sam's on Carly without Franco, free Carly from Franco, please.
Celia,
so I'm praying.
Celia, we'll start a campaign. We'll make T-shirts, free Carly, because
free Carly.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
please.
Free Carly, free Johnny from Joe. I mean, free. You know,
since Franco,
like,
Carly is not Carly.
Well, yeah, I want Sunny and Carly back together.
Me too.
No,
you know,
I
miss them. They all, you know, one of my favorite couples of all time. I mean, I would want them back together and
Fire and Napalm.
Oh, Napalm, that's even better.
Well, I just wanted to call in and give my opinion on the soaps. So y'all take care.
You watching the other?
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye bye.
My hope has been for like 20 years, and now that we have a new Jason.
Mhm.
Carly and Jason. I'm like, oh, we're going like Charlie and Jason.
They did it.
Hey, we called me Jason, damn it. I've been holding out for 20 years, people.
Is it official that we have a new Jason?
It's official.
Well, it's not an if, it's a win, because Robin is out there trying to unfreeze his ass, so it's pretty much when we get a new Jason.
I mean, because the rumors are we have a new Jason and a new AJ.
Oh, no.
What?
Really? The new AJ thing
will not happen.
No, God, no.
That's the
rumor.
Frank would not and want to bring back the AJ character. They are the ones that got rid of them. That woman should be scratched like a bug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
then
if they were going to bring it back, what's the point of killing them?
Oh. Exactly my point.
I like him.
You know, and yeah, I'm loving Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
I really love Deacon. Mm-hmm. Oh, Deacon Char, my baby.
At AJ, I want to wring his neck.
Yeah.
Because of my sign.
This is my thing about AJ Quarterman.
Mm-hmm.
I loved AJ when Sean played him. Everybody that knows me knows who my favorite AJ is.
Mm-hmm.
It will always
mm-hmm.
be Sean. And, like, I've always told him, AJ has always been an ass. But when Sean played AJ, he was, you could feel bad for him. Where when Billy took over, and I love Billy, don't get me wrong, I love you, Billy Warlock.
Right, he's a good actor.
There was, I didn't feel bad for him or anything.
That's right.
Well, don't you think that the powers that be at GH when Billy came on as AJ, and I love Billy too.
Mm-hmm.
Really did damage to the character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Hang on. I'll be right back.
And that's
my sister's pizza is here, so I'm gonna meet you guys for just a second. So.
Okay.
And I don't say that to be offensive or
no
towards Billy, but the writers at the time did damage
mm-hmm.
to the AJ character. There were things when Billy played AJ. Even though AJ was a drunk, that
mm-hmm.
AJ still in a drunken stupor would not have done.
Mm-mm. No way.
No, but I mean, you guys remember that was back, you know, the buying fun deal. That was back when
Jesus
got fucked. Excuse my friends again, but got fucked over by a lot of things
fucked.
That went wrong.
You know, and that
you
was
know
the
I mean?
Thing. Like they did like a 360. With the AJ character. And, like, people don't believe me, but if you watch, like, when Sean was playing AJ, Carly and AJ were friends. They generally liked each other. They generally cared for each other.
Yep.
And he felt bad for putting Jason through the window and hit the tree. Like, he did. He felt bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Don't you think we saw some of that the last time their friendship, even though they both claimed that they lulled each other and
mm-hmm.
then they hooked up? Don't you think you saw a little glimpse of that
mm-hmm.
part of it? In
mm-hmm.
so
yeah, and that's why I said to a friend of mine, I said I've hated AJ and Carly. Trust me, if you weren't around during that time, just trust me now. I hated them. I was very vocal about it. But it took 30 seconds for Carly and AJ to have a scene together, and I fell right back in love with them.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's because Sean's my, you know, my favorite AJ,
mm-hmm.
or his, you know, it's just, I don't know. But,
well, let's
I mean,
be honest. Sean is the only AJ.
He is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when Billy was playing AJ. In my mind, I kept, you know, seeing him as Frankie on Days of Our Life. And in my
mm-hmm.
mind...
Well, that, Carly, that's because
in my
Billy
mind,
is,
you know,
Billy is Frankie.
Is
yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
I mean, we as soap viewers get so connected with the characters and our favorites. There is nobody on the planet who could be recast to play Frankie. Nobody.
No, yep, exactly. You know, and I've been through my share of recasts. Look at Carly. I've been through 4 freaking recasts of Carly. And luckily, the next Carly that took, or that next actress that took over Carly's shoe, you know, in Carly's shoes, rocked, you know, except for maybe Jennifer. But,
yeah, because they had some, well, one Carly that really didn't fit.
Jennifer.
She was on there for like a minute.
She played Crazy Carly very well, but I couldn't see her playing beyond that. And then they brought in Maura, and I was like, oh, thank God. But nothing against Jennifer, because I bet she's a great actress. She just wasn't fit for Carly.
No.
Jacob Young, he plays a great Rick. He played great JR. He was in a fit for Lucky, you know, to me, personally. You know, so...
I'm watching 51 years. I've been there since the beginning with General Hospital. And I like the original Carly and now this Carly.
I love Tamara.
Maldry, thank you for loving Little Bites. Carly, I love you even more after you said that. So.
We agree.
Well, people always ask me because they know that I love Carly. And I can't choose between the 3 because I've loved them all. They've done different acting with them all. You know, the way I always tell people, they did different stages in Carly's life, too.
Right.
But Sarah will always have a special place in my heart because she's the original Carly. She's the one that made me love Carly. You know, she made me love Jason and Carly, or her and Steve made me love Jason and Carly.
Definitely.
And forever fan of Jason and Carly. I love them to death. If you didn't know that by now, then I don't know who you know.
Do you really love Jason and Carly?
Are you sure? Carly will tell you, I love my Jason and Carly.
Yes, she does.
I will throw down for Jason and Carly.
We've been, Cecilia and I have been friends for almost 2 years, I think.
About a year.
The moment we met on Twitter, I know, because I saw all Jason and Carly, you know, all her background. Yeah, she is, you know, telling you the truth. She does. You know, which is okay. I mean... Everyone is not going to agree on a couple, but I mean, I love them as best friends, but I want them to, I mean,
no, that's
yeah,
just,
I kind of would, you know.
They just need
I'm
to be together
fans,
already.
I'm one of those fans that I love them as friends, but I would be all over it if they decided to go down that road again. I'd be
you
all
and
over
me
it.
Both. I would eat that up with a spoon.
I would, man. I would.
Oh, and I
but
just
I love them as friends. They are my, and that's what makes me so mad about Carly is the fans that went through Jason and Carly from the beginning. No, Carly would have like spilled over and died because Jason was dead.
Carly would have jumped in that water.
Carly would have jumped in the water, swam to the bottom, and pulled him out. That's what they fucked up with. They screwed up with that. They screwed up with Spinelli. You know, Spinelli, like, would originally never gave up the suit. Carly would have paid Spinelli $1 million to go suiting for him. You know, Sonny...
He would have been searching with them.
Yeah, and Sonny, too, I don't understand why Sonny didn't, you know, Sonny has, you know.
Didn't he get in the water, though?
It was just too easy. He's dead.
No,
he's
it
at
was
the bottom.
Too
he got taken. He got taken away with the current. So go on with your life. Are you kidding me? That wouldn't have happened.
Carly would have stopped breathing, people. Like, if you watch Carly and Jason from the beginning,
oh,
that
God.
Was her rock. That
mm-hmm.
was her rock. That was her, you know, her everything.
Mm-hmm. It's been forever.
Mm-hmm.
That
and,
was her
you know, soulmate. And the, you know, and the
hey,
thing
Carly
they...
said it, not me.
Thank you.
Didn't Sunny try to go in the water, did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody went in the water. Sam tried to go in the water.
No, Sam went in the water, and Sunny was standing there, because I think he tried to talk her out of it. And he was like,
right,
I'm going down.
Yeah, it must not.
He swims. I'm surprised he didn't go in, then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and...
It's stupid. I mean,
well, it, because
and it was
no, you know,
no,
it was just,
and it's stupid
it was just like everybody,
because we,
everybody, every,
we all know. We all
what,
know.
Corey,
go on.
It was just like he drowned. He's at the bottom. We can't fish him out.
Well,
everybody, go on with your life.
No yeah,
it's like, are you kidding me? Because once again, I'm saying Carly's not Carly. We have Vanilla Carly. Carly would have jumped in the water right then and there.
Susan would have.
I call her Pod Carly because the Carly I know would have never slept with Frank out. She would never.
Sarah Brown would have been in there.
Oh yeah, Tamara. I mean, even Laura would have been. Laura's Carly would have been in.
Yeah.
There.
No,
but
Laura
she's too busy,
me.
You know,
Laura.
Trying to hook up with Todd and, you know, whatever.
Hmm.
And then you get Franco,
him.
You know, and it's like, okay, I kind of understood.
Did, Laura did tell me a fan club weekend. She wasn't happy with the way it was written. Bradford told me they were not all happy with the way it was written because it was like,
it was
you know, they hurry the story line up with, you know, they should never did that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why I can't get down with Franco. I mean, nothing against Laura and Roger and the chemistry. I can see it. But it's Franco. One, I have never liked Franco from the moment...
Do you know why they have such a good chemistry? Because I can tell you why.
Why?
Okay.
They were on another soap called Loving,
uh-huh.
yep.
and they were a couple.
Mhm. No, that was Ted King. That was Ted King. That was Lorenzo.
No, it was before
Ted King.
It was before Ted King.
Oh, okay. Ted King
was on The City after the
oh,
Loving
the City.
Was canceled
okay.
And everybody moved to The City. But on Loving, Laura and Roger were
right.
a couple.
Right. I forgot about that.
Well, I just remember Ted King and Laura, right. I don't know.
No, I mean, I've seen some YouTube clips and I remember... You know, I
and they
used
had amazing,
to,
they
you
had
know,
amazing
watch
chemistry
it.
On Loving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean...
Because Channel 7 was my channel.
But the point is, it's Franco, and the Carly I know would have already shot his ass. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Do you think Franco was really Franco?
He would have kicked his ass. Not only did he mess with her best friend...
Yep.
God, you know, I'm sorry. I don't care if you came and was like, no, don't, you know, go after Michael. He still put it in motion of Michael getting raped.
Yeah, you got her son raped.
And was fucking, and then was fucking with Jocelyn.
Yep.
Oh, hell.
It's like, what the fuck?
Going there. She would have shot him.
Does everybody think he's really Franco, though?
I do think he's really Frankel. I do think he's really Frankel. What I think happened is ABC and General Hospital effed up. They, with the lawsuit with Prospect Park, they signed contracts with these three actors from One Life to Live, and they had to honor them. So they had to think fast and create new characters.
Yeah,
we got star with brunette hair, Todd with blonde hair.
And like I said
on our last show, it was easier with Michael Easton because he played the twins before.
Yes, he did. Michael and
Well, you know, and I kind of, you know, and we I talked to a few people about it, and they're like, I kind of understood where Harley was coming from when he was Jason's twin, which I thought was ridiculous. But anyways,
I kind of understood
because there was a connection there of Jason. So I kind of understood that, a really little bit, but, you know, I kind of understood. But when they did make him, you know, when they were like, no, he's not a quarter main, he's a Baldwin, I was like, son of a bitch. I'm like, I'm almost over it. I'm just like, I can't stomach them. When they're on my screen, I can't stomach them. And the only reason I stomached them during the Snelly was because I wanted to see Wrapper. You know, so. I mean, even
you know,
I
mean,
like, what the hell are you thinking?
Exactly. It's like, what did everyone think about Dade this week? If anyone watched Dade,
it's like a Jennifer.
Oh, my God.
I like Jennifer. I do like Jennifer.
I like her.
Carla, stop yourself. Jennifer is vanilla.
Thank you. I like a little quadruple.
I don't mind Jennifer. I've always loved Jennifer, so.
I don't mind Jennifer, and I've said this before. Mm-hmm. Jennifer is a character, and I use the word vanilla with love.
Mm-hmm.
That is vanilla. And she needs to be put with a bad boy. Her and Dr. Dan don't work.
No.
The reason why her and Jack worked was because she was good and wholesome and he wasn't. The reason why her and Peter worked was because she was good and wholesome and he wasn't.
Right. Yep. That's
the only way they work. In my opinion, with Jen and Dr. Dan, they were trying to recreate Bill and Alice.
Yep.
And it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't like Daniel and Jennifer. But what I didn't like is they got them to be so happy. They got them to the point of, oh, they have one day of, oh, let's be happy as that couple. And,
Suck she in.
No. Yeah, and then fuck them up. And I'm, you know, I could go for Jennifer and Eric. I don't know
why.
That
would be cute. That would be a bad one.
You know?
I mean, that
would be an interesting couple.
You know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm
Nicole,
sorry.
How about
Eric.
Brady? Ooh. How about Jennifer
yeah,
and Brady?
I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself. Yeah, but that's
all
like too much family. Well, yeah, but this week I'm like, Teresa needs a pay. Teresa is like, you know, when that fire poker happened, I'm like, fire poker. And I'm like, I'm thinking, well, do they really still have those? I mean.
I know, right?
I do.
I mean, do they? I mean. I don't, I mean, I live in an apartment, so I don't have a fireplace. But it made me, oh, I have an announcement.
I have an announcement.
Yep, I have an announcement. Next Friday, Carrie Gazelle, who play X-Guy on All My Children, will be here.
Very good. Congratulations.
Shut
the front door.
Corey Swill. Corey Swill. Swill, Corey Swill. Just like Swill. I mean, be more like me. I mean, okay, you be more like me and you get in trouble, but...
You don't understand.
No,
I'm an all my children guy. And
you're chill 7, too.
The only thing that would make it better is if you had Robin Christopher. Sky was like seriously one of my favorite characters.
I love Sky.
Well, I'm Koi. If you want to try and get Robin Christopher on the show, other co-hosts, you have my permission. You want to try it? Go ahead. Because I will love it.
Hey, Carly.
Oh, and then August 8th, we have a surprise guest coming on, hopefully. I'm not going to say who.
Okay.
But
I hate when she does
some
that. It's okay.
Okay, Cecilia, you only know who it is.
CH?
Howard?
What?
CH? Don't have to?
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite obsessions.
Is mine?
No, well, I don't know. I don't know if you like her. Whoops.
Both
of
her. Oh.
Did I say that? No, I think it's my stomach growling. No. Yes, it's a who. Cecilia was, you know who's my favorite besides Carly. So, you know,
That's
all.
That's who you got?
Uh-huh.
Your other favorite besides Carly, since we can't say who the person
but
is.
It's Kelly, isn't it?
Kelly
no,
Marathon.
Who's my
Gotta
favorite?
Be.
Who's my favorite besides
Britt.
Carly on the show? Yes.
Isn't it Kellen?
But I didn't say that. I didn't say that. But I'm so excited. I am so excited.
Oh,
like,
oh my God. That would be awesome.
We won't tell anyone.
I know. Good. Okay, I'm very
well.
So just so you all know, that you can get a nice set of fireplace tools at Walmart for $55. Just in case you need to beat somebody. Just in case you need to beat somebody in the head with the fireplace poker.
I know a couple of people. I know a couple of people.
My ex-husband has one.
$55 at Walmart, Carly. Oh.
Okay. Who wants to go in and on it with me? And you know, I can all send you one. And if we ever need it for like
cover
my cousin.
I don't need a fire poke. I shoot.
You know, Carly, we
well,
may need a set one.
It's safer
Carly,
than a
need...
gun. It's safer
Carly.
Than a gun for Carly. I mean, my,
I didn't
my
say
mom
I was
going to
shoot to kill. I'm just going to shoot to arm them. So they're down, so I can call 911 and they can get arrested.
Carly, we may need a set when we move to L.A. to be on General Hospital.
Yes,
oh, really?
We are doing that.
You're
we
doing
are doing that?
That,
and
so we
yes.
may need a set.
Yeah,
I'm from Memphis. Like, no freaking town scares me anymore, or city scares me. I'm like, I'm from Memphis. I survived Memphis, people. Like, Memphis is like top 5 dangerous cities to live in. That's a ride.
Really? I did not know. I wonder what Seattle is. Now I'm curious. I don't even know what Seattle is.
Like, if it's not top 5, it's at least, like, top 10. It's, like, right behind, like, L.A. and Detroit and Chicago.
Like, Chicago, where I live?
Chicago is actually where
it's pretty dangerous, trust me.
I'm not
Chicago
over here.
Chicago is Apple actually murder capital of the world.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call it Chirac. I mean... Well,
are you wait? Are you guys kidding?
No,
no.
Holy
no! It's capital. Yeah, it's murder capital.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chicago is bad.
Yeah, it's wonderful though. I love it here. I've been here all my life.
I know. I'm like I joke about Memphis all the time, but I can't see my well. I can see myself moving away, but I love it as much as I complain about it at times.
I love it here.
I survived. I'm a survivor.
You survived?
Well,
I love Chicago. They pick on it, but
oh,
I love it.
Oh, and this one, you know, yes, we probably won't have a Wednesday show in the next 2 weeks, because next week after our interview with Carrie, I will be going to the beach.
Awesome.
So
beach,
like,
baby.
Well, because someone else got to go this summer, and now it's my turn. We are going for like 4 or 5 days. Yes.
I am innocent.
I know. Like, the whole family's going, and there's like 17 of us now, so, you know, we are getting two. But we are getting two houses, because we try and do one for that many people. I am not sleeping. I am not sleeping in the living room by myself again. Yeah. You know, but what did everyone think if they saw Dave's real slapping Sammy? I'm like, that was...
I think it's about damn time.
It's overdue, way overdue.
I love Sammy.
I'm not saying I don't love Sammy. But what she and Lucas have put that kid through, it's about damn time.
True. I wasn't mad, because Will went through
hell
and back.
And then again.
So I wasn't surprised. I was like, well, wow, he finally did it, you know. I thought it would be before, but...
Big boy pants on.
Yeah. You know, and that brings me to another point with when Michael finds out, you know, and I'm probably going to get some hate for that, but he's going to flip, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to...
I'm not looking forward to that. I am not looking forward to that whatsoever. Every time I think about it, my stomach goes, ooh, up and down. Ooh.
I need my Elvis.
Yeah. So, I know it's coming, and it's going, you know, if they write it right, it's going to be good. It's going to be some good TV.
That is the key thing. If they write it right.
But I've said it before, and this is only my opinion, but Days of Our Lives is the best soap opera on TV, bar none, and it has been for a really long time.
And, you know, and they've had their moments where they've had their downs.
Yeah, they have been on their moments.
You know, like every soap, they've had their downs, and, you know, like killing half of the cast.
I guess I should say, like, in the past year, they have been the best soap on TV.
Even before that. I think I'm just saying last 5 years.
Oh,
you know, that's why I don't get why they did not win for best soap last year, because they were on fire too. I don't.
Because somebody over in CBS is doing some stuff.
You got
that's
it.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I'm sorry,
but when the leading actor category is four, count them, four YNR actors, there's something going on.
But that also has to do with what actors submit tapes.
Days of the Life have never got the love from you know, the Emmy as much as the other soap.
Yeah.
As they should.
Listen, I'm not saying anything, because all hail the queen of all soap operas, Susan Lucci, only won once.
Yeah.
8 times nominated.
And
19
was nominated 18 times and only won once. I'm not saying that it's not flawed. But a lot of that has to do with the actor submitting tapes.
Yep.
But Sonny?
I'm just saying, you know, it's ridiculous.
Maurice Bernard should have been nominated this year. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, no, there was a lot of pre-noms that weren't YNR.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not taking away from the from the people that were in the category because they were all great. But it's like, really? Four different one people? Are from the same show, and then there's just Jason Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Seriously? I mean...
I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's just... No, that's okay, that's fine. But, I mean, they could have, you know... Anyway.
Bowles is my least favorite of the four of them.
Well, I love Bowles, but... I have a joke for Bode. Okay, it might not be a joke, but with Bode and Beautiful, I can get it done in that because I watched it on Sunday. I can get that so done in an hour. You know?
Yeah.
The whole week.
Of all
right.
5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's always
well, because,
Brooke. It's always
because, once you take the because once you take the commercials out of it, Bold and Beautiful
it's 15
is only about 15 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 20 at the most.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're
I
not talking about Bowman Beautiful.
The real Stephanie, when she left, I mean, bad loss, but for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when people retire, and that
mm-hmm.
just goes to prove my point that people love the original, the character and who they see playing them. There's nobody
mm-hmm.
who could play Stephanie Forrester but Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I agree.
If they were to recast that role, that would be the biggest slap in the face for the fans, and that's why they're having trouble with Ridge right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing against Susan Kay, but when someone's been in a role for that long,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard to
from the beginning.
For people. Yeah, it's very hard for people to, you know.
Well, just case in point. Look how hard it was for the new Victoria on Y&R. It really took the actors, the writers, giving Amelia some really meaty storylines
mm-hmm.
at the beginning
mm-hmm.
for everybody to fall in love with her in that role.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree.
I love it, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And now, to be
you know,
quite
even
honest,
my,
now
even
to be quite
they...
honest, now that I've watched Y&R for so long with her in the role of Victoria,
mm-hmm.
I really can't see them going back the other way.
The other
yeah, exactly.
I mean, another Tom... Heather Thomas is doing a great job over in Bold and Beautiful as Katie, you know? So.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want anybody
to love her, you know? I love Katie.
But, you know, like Dades, what I get so sick of is they need to do something with Peter Rucker. Either say, you know, kill Bo off. And I don't want to piss off the Bo and Hope fan, but this has been too long, you know, in reality.
But Carly, the reason why they're not doing anything with that is because they're still negotiating with Peter Reckl, and he keeps going back and forth. Back
mm-hmm.
and forth, the way I understand it, is, oh, I'm coming, I don't want to do it. Oh, I'm
Better
coming, I don't want to do it. So it's like, now Days of Our Lives, yes, we love Bo and Peter Reckl, but how long are you going to offer him come back to our show, and he says, yes, I'm coming
just
back,
kill
and
them
then
all.
Says, and then says, no, I'm not coming.
Exactly.
Kill
I mean,
all.
This has been too long. Fans are sick of it. How long? I mean, come on, the storyline is not good because he was hunting for Stefano. Well, we saw Stefano on the screen. Okay?
No, do you remember the, originally why he left? Why he left is he took Caroline to Europe to get her treatment for the Alzheimer's. And
yeah,
she's back,
I remember that.
Now she's back and she doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Does
it makes no sense. To me, it's Days of Her Life and Peter Reckl, shit or get off the pot.
Thank you. That's my
exactly.
Point. It's about time. I mean, Reckl was
because you're not fooling anybody.
Mm-mm.
And to me right now, and I've been a Days viewer for a long time, To recast mm-hmm. the role of Bo is impossible.
Right. Yeah. He is Bo.
What do you guys think of two of our favorite days of our lives, actresses, being in a reality show?
Interesting.
Icky.
Interesting.
Do you guys all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna, Billy.
Right, Billy.
And mm-hmm. Kristen De Niro mm-hmm. are going to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No.
That is going to be interesting.
It's going to be fantastic.
I wonder if they are going to pass Brandy. That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
fantastic.
Brandy, you know. Brandy driving me crazy on there, so.
Well, Carly, she's there. They're replacing the two people that were new last season.
No,
The witch and the beauty queen.
I did not like them.
No. So we get two soap actresses. It's going to be fantastic.
That'll be good, then. Because usually reality I don't like because I'm sick of reality.
Well, you know, I haven't watched it, but
New Jersey I like, and New York.
No, what's the man call it? Wife swap this week. Juan Moss and Tyler Christopher Swiss.
Wife swap. Yeah, they were on this week.
You
haven't watched
it
yet.
Carly,
I haven't
so
watched
good.
It yet, but I
it was very, very good.
It was so good.
I cheated and watched it because I'm usually not reality. Because they kill so many of my soap operas for stupid ass reality.
You know what's cute? To get off subject and back to my love for Spencer on GH.
Yes, our boy.
Didn't you think it was cute when he checked into the hotel? He told the guy who brought up the baggage to the room that his name was Ron Moss.
Yes, it was. Player, after all.
Player, baby, come back. Sorry, I'm not going to sing the whole song, but.
His grandma got Player to help him get Emma's heart back that day.
Yeah, and Ron,
and that was beautiful.
Ron Moss from Player mm-hmm. is the original Ridge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just giggled when he was in the hotel room, the bellhop or whatever he is, asked him, who should I say is in the room? And he says, my name's Ron Moss.
I'm sure Ron Moss will cover him.
I'm sure.
He would do anything for his grandma that day. It was so cute that he did it for Grandma Leslie.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I love that.
Yes. Yeah.
I went nuts when I saw him on there.
I'm just talking to Willie on Facebook here,
mm-hmm.
and he said he's feeling so-so, and it sounds like he's going to be calling in sometime here.
I already know that.
What?
I already know that. He told me too.
Well, on your nose, Carly.
Okay, you know, Cole. You know, we could have a throwdown right now, and it would be really, really hot, but
promise?
I'm going to behave myself. Besides, when Willie called in, we have to play a game, this game I came up with, the Judy Sexy game I came up with.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? I'll be there.
Well, come on, you know.
Well, tell us about the game.
Yeah. Okay, well, for people that are listening, don't think I'm a sex horny person, okay, people?
She
is. Okay, Corey, you and I are going to have a long talk after this, though. I'm kidding.
No secrets.
Okay.
I can't.
Promise, Carly?
Okay, yeah.
Well,
you never texted me back today, so... Okay, we all
getting
up. Oh, well, excuse me, I didn't know you were napping. Okay.
Okay, how
so
we get his
game,
body on there?
Okay, the game is, okay, the game is, what soap person would you want to sleep with?
Funny.
Oh. That's easy. I already have my answers for every show.
Because.
Including
okay.
One Life to Live and All My Children.
Okay,
oh, good.
Well.
One Life to Live and All My Children. How about Loving and Ryan's Hope?
I got it, but
okay.
I'll wait for Willie.
Yeah, well, see, because we are nice. We are nice. And then after the game, I probably have to go soon because I haven't eaten. And I'm probably going to go to Denny's and get some really good food because Denny's is open 24 hours here and it's, you know, really good. Who likes,
Carly,
who likes,
Carly, now you what? Made me want Denny's.
Well,
why can't you ever say you have me hello? I mean, come on now. Really,
I'm coming
in.
Out there and I'm coming to Denny's with you.
Okay.
So what are we doing?
I'm leaving my house right now.
Okay. Leave your house by now.
Order me some pancakes.
Ooh, that sounds
Hmm.
Okay, the game is that my other game is, okay, what out of all the, and you can pick a couple because what would you like having a soap store for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Wait a minute, say that one more time.
Okay, if you had to pick all soap people, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Like, you know, if you want to eat breakfast with them, have lunch with them, have dinner with them, but you can also have dinner and breakfast with them because then, you know what happens.
What about brunch?
That's the good part. That's the good part. You know, sleepover,
What about brunch? Can I say brunch?
Yes,
yeah,
you can.
Brunch? Okay, because mine wouldn't have breakfast, lunch, or dinner with me, we would have brunch.
Mm.
361, you're on the air.
Hey, hola amigos, it's Party Will here. What's up?
Will!
I love you, Will.
You know me, I have to be fashionably late. That's just me.
Hi, Will.
Hey, everybody, Will's here.
Hi, Will.
Hey,
yay!
How's it going? I had to get the little one her pizza, so I was running just a little bit late.
Well,
you didn't tell me
Will,
you were having pizza.
Yes, I'm gay. I have a daughter.
I'm going to ask you how that happened.
It's funny.
Will.
It's funny. I mean, you got Neil Harris and that other guy that's, Ricky Martin, and they're gay. They have kids.
Right.
And you talk to these guys,
exactly.
And they ask you.
Okay.
So, how can you... You have kids and you're gay. I'm like, oh, please, can we move on to, the next topic? Whatever happened, seriously,
it blows my mind
this
that
point.
People just don't get it.
Whatever happened to just people realizing in their mind what they're thinking before they say anything out of their mouth?
Thank you.
Like, come on,
exactly.
Okay. Seriously, I'm 40 years old. I do not look 40, okay? I look like maybe 26, maybe younger. I don't care.
Hmm.
But they have to ask me my... What? You got kids and you're gay? I'm like, oh, please. I mean, seriously, people.
People are stupid. But, okay, because I'm hungry.
I'm very stupid.
Because I'm hungry, you guys. You guys, I am starving, and you did not help me, Corey, with saying, oh, I'm just ordering my dollar pizza. Okay, we are going to play a game, really, to end this soap because it's called... What soap person would you want breakfast, lunch, or brunch, or dinner with?
To say it, talk louder because I can barely hear you. What's the game?
What soap person would you want to have breakfast, lunch, or brunch, or dinner with?
Okay, I'm going to have dinner with my husband. That would be James Franco. And then I would have my lover on the side, which would be Justin Timberlake. And then I would have, like, mid in between Nooner. And that's, of course, Justin Timberlake, because he's married to me just like James Franco.
Hot.
Very good choice.
People would ask you, you know how that question you had people ask you, it says, if you could marry one person in Hollywood, who would it be? I'm like, I can't answer that because I have three. First one is James Franco. He's number one. Justin Timberlake. And the third one is, oh, that guy that played on Prison Break. I can't even think his name right now.
Oh,
sorry.
I know
who
you're talking about.
I can,
you know
what
I'm talking about. Yes, him. That's those are my three main husbands.
Okay, well, that's great, but, oh, God, we want to see you. Oh, fuck. Oh,
Carla,
but,
you
okay.
Gotta be careful what you, Carla, laugh about this. You got to be careful what you ask the gay guy, because, honey, we want to tell you straight up what you want to hear.
That's what
well,
you
exactly.
Need.
Okay,
Marjorie. Careful, Carly. Be careful.
Marjorie, who would you pick?
Funny. Maurice Bernard. Anytime and every time.
Well, okay. For breakfast, well, dinner, I would pick Sunny. But Sunny will only stay halfway through dinner because then Dr. Ben will end up spending the night and have breakfast and brunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I tell you guys.
Everybody, wait. We get to pick one for every meal?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Why I picked three.
Oh. Okay.
He said breakfast,
let me
he said breakfast lunch, said breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And
brunch.
Okay.
Four.
I was only going to pick one, so now I have to think about it, so ask me last.
Okay. Willie, since we're going to
For brunch, for brunch, I would want Christophe St. John.
Excellent choice.
Oh, Neil from Young and the Restless, he's hot.
Yes, he is. Very, very hot. Okay,
You know how I'm Beam Stitch for Young and the Restless.
Oh,
I'm very mad at Victoria. I'm mad at Victoria for throwing a little fit like a tantrum. Because she found out that the guy that she's been with and sleeping with and possibly baby daddy. Yes, I already got a spoiler alert on that. Anyway, I'm mad at her because the minute she finds out one truth about the man she's with and she's ready to hightail it and run. Bad spoiler. I'm very ashamed of her.
I think she will forgive him.
She's going to pull a Victor and have the paternity results altered in her favor.
We don't know.
I already know that Ben's a daddy.
Wait, what did you say?
Ben's a daddy, but we're not going to find out that Ben's a daddy. Somebody's going to change the paternity. See, Vicky wants to change the paternity. Victor wants to change the paternity. Everybody's going to mess in that damn lab. But the funny part is Stitch is a daddy, but they're going to think it's Billy's.
Billy, I want Billy to leave and never come back. I know that's false, but that's how I feel.
Okay,
you guys.
Here's a twister. There's going to be one person that knows the truth, but she's not going to know how to handle it. The rumor is Jill's going to find out that Billy's not the daddy, and she's going to have to decide whether she's going to tell him the truth or keep her mouth shut.
Oh, you mean Chelsea?
No. Jill.
Oh, God.
That's going to be a good story, because think about it. For once, Billy has what he wants, which is Victoria and the kid.
Oh, shit.
But is he going to keep her mouth shut to keep it, or is she going to tell him the truth so that he can deal with the truth? I think she might keep her mouth shut. What do you guys think?
Oh, I hope not.
I hope not. Jill has grown up a little. I think Jill... You know, probably might do the right thing for once in her life.
Now, remember,
I just said
this is a rumor. It could be someone else besides Jill that finds out the truth. I mean, for all we know, hell, even Kevin probably knows that Billy's not even the daddy, but we know how Kevin loves to get Billy mad.
Mm-hmm. probably Sharon should probably screw up the test result again. Like she did with Phyllis.
I've got a Jujutsu for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ready?
Somebody from YNR is making a big turn. I can't say the name yet, but it's someone big. And no, it's not Michael Mooney. It's someone better and hotter.
Billy's back.
Oh, okay.
Right, you're gonna. Let's just say this. You guys are gonna laugh, okay? Because I know we got listeners tonight. Let's just say, Young Larissa fans, there's gonna be a pay raise at the rate it's going, and it's not Shamar Moore. He's hot too, but don't get me wrong. I'm glad he's coming back, but he's only back for 2 days. The person that's making the big comeback is gonna be on for more than two episodes. It's something epic going on. So,
Will, can you text me after the show, sweetheart?
Sure, I can.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me, Carly?
Maybe, but we can't do that. We won't do that.
I got a question for everybody, because I know you're probably ending soon. What was your best storyline of the week so far?
Well, I'm enjoying this whole Spencer, like, you know, hiding now. I'm loving that.
That was cute. That was fun. I'm enjoying how it's cute the fans got mad that Spencer got a phone and he's only, how old is Spencer?
Like eight. Eight or nine?
And the bands are like, what? This kid's got a credit card, and he's got this, and he's got that. Mm-mm.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Who else?
And his name is Ron Moss.
Oh, my God. Corey, what was your favorite storyline this week?
I'd have to say the Spencer thing.
Which one?
Spencer. G.H.
Oh, yep. That was my favorite, too. Out of all the weeks, out of the storylines this week, the favorite has to be Spencer getting his own little room and being silly. And I think it's just so funny how they're writing it, because Brett is literally following the shenanigans of a little boy. He's going to jump off the river, and she's going to do it just so she can get St. Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm enjoying, I love Nick and Britt. I can see where Spencer's coming from. Come on. I would not want Cameron as a brother either, so I can see why.
I don't like Cameron. He's a brat. They say Spencer's a brat. I don't agree. He's high strung, but think about it. He's taking after his daddy. If you guys watch Celebrity Wife Swap, it's cute because Nicholas, which is Tyler Christopher's little boy, he takes after his daddy. That's what most kids do half the time. But that's what Spencer's doing. He's taking after his daddy. Everything he sees is after what Nicholas does. Mm-hmm. Look at how much Nicholas would do anything to get Elizabeth. That's no wonder Spencer's doing the same for Emma. You know what I'm talking about.
I also think that Spencer takes a little after Sunny, too.
Spencer takes after everybody. That's what I love about the character and the way they're writing it. I don't know if it's Ron or Frank or whoever wrote it. Thank you for writing this. Mm-hmm. I like it because you cover everybody. Spencer is a part of Sunny. He's definitely part of Courtney. He's a part of
Luke.
Oh, my God, he's got, like, can you imagine when this kid gets older, he's going to be just like Nicholas. He's got connected to everybody in this town. Lucas Jones being connected to everybody. Poor Charles. The writing is right there. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little, a little, I love it. And I would not want him to give up his little fight with Emma. But I do see a little thing with him and Jocelyn. Oh, also cute. I mean, I could see that too.
I don't feel Jocelyn. I'm sorry. I know the little girl's fine and she's a good little actress. But to me, I already find her annoying. So half the time I don't even care if she's on. I mean, I think the only entertainers, I'm sorry, the only entertainers I really enjoy is really just Spencer and Emma. I mean, that's just how
exactly.
I see it. I think they rushed it too quick getting that Jocelyn. I think they could have had a better little girl playing her. But just the way she's doing it, it's like she doesn't, I mean, it's just me, but it just seems like the little girl doesn't even want to be there. So, you know, let's get somebody that wants that.
Not to mention she's too old.
You missed all announcement. What
is it?
Next week, Kiri Gazelle, I hope I said the last name right, you know, ex-guy from All My Children, is going to be here,
so excited.
We are going to be interviewing her.
So excited.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I'm so excited.
I'm trying to get a certain hunk from All My Children to be on our show.
Really,
okay.
Cool.
Yes. And no, it's not freaking Libri. Corey's going to laugh. You know what I said? I cannot stand Ryan Libri.
I love Ryan Libri.
I can't stand. This is just me. But I can't stand forced type scenes. I mean, if I could choose between Ryan or Leo, I would pick Leo in a heartbeat. That's just me.
Okay, well, we need to end soon because I'm getting hungry and I'm going to need real.
Carly.
Carly,
who are you going to have breakfast with?
You.
Well, it's between you and Will, actually.
I will have brunch with you. You can have breakfast
okay.
with Will.
Would be there for you. Yeah.
You can have breakfast with Will. I'll have brunch with you.
Awesome.
Talking about the game.
Oh, the game, sorry. The game,
yeah,
I will probably pick.
Games.
I will pick Daniel from Days of Our Life. I will pick Daniel Eric from Days.
Oh, my God. Baby. I'm so excited. Kristen kidnaps Daniel. That is so awesome.
Yeah, that's my next week. This spoiler.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
So we
I got a question. For you Days fans, has Daniel slept with Kristen yet?
No.
No.
Okay. I bet you she's going to be the next one to be the boink playmate of the year. She's only on temporary, right?
Well,
Kristen?
Yeah,
she's only on temporary because she's going back to Genoa City.
I don't want her back in Genoa City. If she fucks with Stitch, she's like fucking in public.
Bambi.
I think this is how I'm seeing it, and I know you're rushing because you're going to go eat. But I think they're bringing Ashley back for Victor because I see the way it's going. I bet you we're going to see Nikki and Paul reunite. And please tell me the Cricket leaves because I'm tired of her.
Please.
Me too.
Please
for the love of God.
Thank you.
Please for the love of God. Okay. Will, your signing is to text me before the night is over.
I will. Everybody, thanks for letting me call in, and I'll be there for sure the next one we have.
And
are we done with the game?
My mom also said, if you have heat stroke, then try and take another shower before you go to bed. It might help.
Definitely.
Yeah. Try a shower.
Okay. My last question for you guys for the game, get ready. Who would you choose? If any celebrity or any daytime actor, who would you choose to go out to dinner with and why?
Luke Bryan.
Well, I'm having breakfast with Nick from Young and the Restless. And I'm having brunch with Dorian from One Life to Live.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to drink tea and eat
Dorian.
You know,
yeah,
the whole fancy thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'll take to dinner?
Lunch, I'm having Eric from Days. And yes, I said having.
Yes.
At lunchtime, I'm having Eric from Days.
You know what?
Yeah. I said having.
And for dinner, I'm
having Nathan from General Hospital. And I said having again.
Having again.
You know, I want Nicole to get back with Eric for good.
Can you imagine,
and you guys would laugh. If I was Nicole, I swear the Bible would be hitting off that laptop every single moment. I swear, yeah. Eric's that hot. And she just, if poor Nicole has not gotten pregnant yet from Eric, let me write these. I'll fix that.
I love Nicole. I want her to be just
I love Nicole, too.
Well, you know what? I've had the pleasure of interviewing her before on the Block Talk thing. And you know
really?
What? She's very sweet. She's a very sweet woman.
Well, we need to get her on here. That's all I'm saying.
That's another
assignment.
That's your job.
Oh, yeah. No, the person I would take to dinner would be Johnny Zakara because, one, yes, he's hunkalicious, but, two, he's romantic, and, three, he likes to cook, and he also plays piano.
Bless me.
Well,
okay,
I'm having Nathan
oh.
from General Hospital for dinner.
Awesome.
And I said having.
And, yes, Claudine, I found out some news for you. There is going to be some more scenes for Spencer and Sonny, so be prepared.
Woo! Uncle Sonny. Okay, well, we better go because I want to go eat. But, everyone, have a great weekend.
What are you going to go eat for dinner?
Danny, you want to call?
Eric, can you have Sonny?
I said, Carly, what are you going to go eat for dinner? I'm over here eating pizza. What are you going to have?
Sonny?
She's having Sonny. Didn't you hear her?
I'm having Sonny.
Oh, you're going to have Sonny? Okay.
Yeah. We're sharing them.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding about real dinner. What if Carly said she's going to go eat dinner? Where are you going to go eat?
Sonny. No, actually, I'm going to Denny's, so... I'm going to get off-field and go.
I thought you said Sonny.
I said Sonny, but we are really going to Denny's. We are really going to Denny's.
With Sonny, right?
I thought you said you're having Sonny for dinner.
Oh, great.
Well, I would love that.
Pleasant
okay.
Dinner.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.